Hello and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Thursday, January 30th, 2020. Dr. Nyman and I just got off a teleconference call with CDC where they announced the first human-to-human transmission of case in Illinois. Dr. Nyman would like to go over all the details on that and the sequences and analysis. Dr. Nyman?
Thanks, Ryan. Actually, it's good timing. I actually just finished doing an analysis on the index case. The index case is a 63-year-old female. The sequence was released by the CDC a few days ago at GSAD. It's a very complex sequence. All of the mutations or polymorphisms in the sequence were mixed, meaning the patient had been infected with two versions of the coronavirus. Analysis of the sequences indicated that this particular isolate had undergone recombination probably twice. The parents that gave rise to the various polymorphisms are known. They are also available at GSAD. And it's worthwhile going through this. This particular sequence has some of the same polymorphisms that were present in the cluster in Shenzhen. This cluster in Shenzhen was written up in the Lancet. It involved six individuals, five of which went to visit relatives in Wuhan. They became infected and brought the infection back to Shenzhen. And in Shenzhen, one of their family members who did not go to Wuhan was infected, and that provided evidence of human-to-human transmission. The same thing happened in Chicago. The index case had gone to, I believe, Wuhan, and came back and then infected her husband, who was at home and had not gone to China. So just as happened in China, it's family members bringing the virus back to their home and infecting another family member who would not travel to the site of the initial infection. This sequence has sequence in Chicago shares two of the polymorphisms that are in the cluster in Shenzhen. One is in ORF8, which is open reading frame 8, which is the same gene that was mutated in the SARS outbreak. There's a second polymorphism that's upstream from that in the ORF1AB gene. And in Shenzhen, there was one polymorphism in the other direction, in the N gene, that was not present in the Chicago case. However, the Chicago case had five additional polymorphisms. The origin is unclear, but three of the polymorphisms between the two that are shared in Shenzhen are shared by the Los Angeles case. The Los Angeles case has all three of these polymorphisms as well as the same two that are shared in the Shenzhen case. An additional polymorphism that is not in the Shenzhen cluster and is not in the LA case is in two different cases in Guangdong province. One of those cases is in Shenzhen. It is Shenzhen 3, and that's on deposit at GSAD. And then another is Foshan 207. That particular isolate sequence came from another individual in Foshan, which is also in Guangdong province. The combinations of these various polymorphisms indicates that this virus did undergo recombination, and the mixed signals for all of the polymorphisms indicated that at the time of assay, this patient was infected with at least two different 2019 nCoVs. Coronaviruses are known for recombination. To undergo recombination, they need to have at least two versions of the virus in the same host. That is the case for the patient in Chicago. It's unclear if there's a mixed signals in her husband. The CDC has been very timely at releasing these sequences, and I would expect this one to be released shortly. Sequences from all five of the U.S. cases have been placed on deposit at DSAD as well as GenBank, and I would assume this would also be made public. It's unclear if there's a mixed infection, but it seems likely that there is, because this was a clear example of human-to-human transmission. And since the wife had a mixed infection, it's likely that the husband also has a mixed infection. This virus is very closely related to the virus that was identified in the Los Angeles County, or Los Angeles, actually, city of Los Angeles, that was identified about a week ago. That's all that I have right now, but this was the most complex virus that's been released, and the fact that the human-to-human transmission was demonstrated in Chicago is very similar to the human-to-human transmission that was demonstrated in Shenzhen. And it should also be noted that an 8-year-old family boy who is a member of the family was asymptomatic and tested negative on a PCR test. But his parents insisted that he have a CT scan, and a CT scan of his lung showed damage indicating that he either was or had been infected by the 2019 nCoV, even though he tested negative on a PCR test and was asymptomatic. That's it for right now.
Thank you, Dr. Nyman, for the update on that. Listeners, please keep up to date. This situation has, the cases have almost been doubling in China almost every other day. So it's a very serious situation. So please keep up to date with us at recombinomics.co, where we will bring you all the latest information. Thank you, and everyone have a good day.